Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 143, How to Be More Productive as an LNC. Productivity for legal nurse consultants is a real concern. You're always juggling different responsibilities related to your business, finances, marketing, business development, and casework. How do you stay focused on what is important? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Increase your productivity and accomplish more in less time by using a technique called applied focus. Applied focus helps you to avoid the little distractions that can derail your efforts at productivity. This is how applied focus increases your productivity. It's a strategy that helps you multiply your productivity. Each session is 45 minutes long with a 15-minute shift in focus. Or you can do 90 minutes with a 30-minute shift in focus. In other words, you stop focusing intentionally on your task and do something completely different in the shift focus period. During the focus session, you don't allow anything to distract you except a dire emergency. Phone calls are out, email is off, texting and Facebook are off limits. Yes, you read that correctly. Are you thinking, yikes? As I was preparing this podcast, I found myself tempted to fix the SEO issues on some of my older blog posts. I had to stop myself and say, no, I won't be distracted. This is how you stay focused. Here are some guidelines. Be sure to adjust them as necessary to fit your situation. Number one, open only one browser or application window at a time. If you're writing a blog post, only your word processor or text pad is open. Two, keep your sessions timed. Don't go past your 45-minute or 90-minute session, no matter how focused you are. You need a break. Use a little cute timer to keep you on track. Three, get away from your task. Get up from your desk, walk around, get a drink or a snack. Give your mind a break. Four, be prepared ahead of time. Do your research during a different applied focus session than from the writing session. That way you'll be able to concentrate on only what you're writing. And five, have a session set up for email, telephone, and social media time. Applied focus sessions can increase your productivity, but they take some getting used to. Start slowly by scheduling one or two sessions a day. Once you become used to the routine, you will notice an improvement in your concentration and productivity. What's next? Learning how to focus on one task at a time takes time and commitment. In our busy LNC lives, we are pulled in many directions at one time. Focus is such an important part of how productive you are. If you can focus on one task for a set amount of time, you'll be more productive in a shorter amount of time than you have been. Putting aside your tendency to multitask will improve your productivity as well, since you'll be able to finish one task before you move on. Removing distractions can help you focus as well. Create an environment that you feel comfortable in that fits with how you work. If you're a morning person, focus on your work tasks, or if you're a night owl, do your tasks then. Eat healthy and nutritious food to keep your brain strong and able to concentrate. Exercise daily, meditate daily, and take time to enjoy nature and your family. As nurses, we sometimes feel like we have an excellent grasp of what causes disease, But there's a lot we don't understand about how our bodies handle stress. Any small business owner is prone to stress. I want to share details about something I think is important for every LNC to understand: how your mind and your body interrelate to keep you healthy or sick. Kay Rice challenges assumptions about Western medicine and presents a different model of thinking: mind-body medicine. She asks us to think about medical care in a way that will help you realize why a pill for every ill could harm you, how Western medicine and Ayurvedic medicine differ, the basis of mind-body medicine and how that can help you, how you can help your body fight disease, and the impact of stress on your body, and finally, how you can harness your body's intelligence to create a better balance in your life. Order the Mind-Body Connection, which is our one-hour online training, at http://lnc.tips/mindbody. That link again is http://lnc.tips/mindbody. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Let's return to the show. It's easy to lose perspective when you work alone, as most independent LNCs do. It's easy to not be motivated as a legal nurse consultant and to slip into unhealthy habits and mindsets. How do you stand up to the test? These are 7 signs of a motivated legal nurse consultant. Number 1, you have written goals which you review every day. Your goals cover these aspects: recreation and fun, family and friends, financial, health, business and career, personal and lifestyle. You include time frames by which you want to achieve your goals. Be sure to check out My Goals Planner, our new product that you can immediately start using today to record your monthly and daily goals, tasks, joys, and challenges. Get it at http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. That link is http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. Point 2, you recognize that life and business have ups and downs. My son taught me this expression: you can't enjoy the highs unless you also have the lows. You know that every business and every life has tough times, and that your tough times will eventually end. Point 3, you are a positive person. Because you seek positive experiences, you encounter them. You look at a situation and see the bright side. You keep a gratitude journal and document what you appreciate and what you're thankful for. After spending several days this summer in Washington, D.C., I am grateful for being able to walk without pain, to have enough money that I don't have to beg, and to have a normal face. I saw a man who was missing half of his face. He was walking with 2 other guys, and he was laughing. Point 4, you can sniff out a negative person in a heartbeat. A motivated legal nurse consultant knows that negative people are toxic and can destroy your mood and your ambition. You ignore negative people and you realize their worldview is not your worldview. Point 5, you associate with positive, motivated people and look for them both within the LNC world and in the world outside our field. Point 6, you love to learn. You know that legal nurse consulting and medical legal issues change and evolve. Your learning does not end, and you see that as a good thing. 7, and last, you take control of situations that are your responsibility. You recognize there are situations and people you can't control. You turn off your accountability meter, that invisible sense of wanting to fix things when warranted. For example, I watched a woman parallel park in a Washington, D.C. street this summer and deliberately leave the car in front of her without any room to get out of the space. By deciding not to point out what she had done, I turned off my accountability meter. I am sure there are other traits of a motivated legal nurse consultant. These seven are the ones I find make a lot of difference for success. What traits do you want to add to your list? Be sure to order Mind-Body Connection, our one-hour training that will help you stay healthy by looking at your body in a new way. Go to http://lnc.tips/mindbody and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get two online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.